choking signs. Like choking yourself by it. Don't do that.
Given at the start of each day's exercise.
Choking 25 minutes
later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax and to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set.
Well, it's not actually cat urine, but male cats, when they're marking their territory, spray a concentrated urine to fend off other male cats, and that can get you really high. Really, really high.
Of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired. 10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and a prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible. Let's
Shouldn't have told you that just now. Okay. That was probably better.
All right, this should keep my cat in place while he sprays the urine. Yeah, it's poor Mr. Kitty. Are you just so upset right now? You guys are wasting your time. Yeah, it's not gonna work. Okay, you ready, Kitty? All right, bring out the other male cat.
With one man climbing a tree to feed the birds, the troop commander gave up, admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men. He himself then relapsed into laughter.
Okay, community-based radio. I'm Furious George. Couldn't help myself. There's some stuff about an LSD experiment with some British soldiers, and of course, South Park. Thanks for listening to micro-powered, non-violent, community-based revolutionary radio. I do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George experience. Got some good stuff coming up. Stick around. 103.5 WCOM LPFM. I'm furious.
hit you and really fuck you up. You were seriously tripping balls. Ah, Kenny, knock it off. What's wrong with you? Ah, Kenny! Yo, Kenny, calm down. Running around in circles cheering.
Yeah, and then he ran through town screaming and started tearing off all your clothes. Thank you.
neglected to discuss its headliner, Glenn Beck and his magic erasable truth board. Of course, the anti-elitist everyman Beck did travel with his chalk caddies, Thomas and Paine, to deliver his message of what ails America.
This is the disease in America. It's not just spending, it's not just taxes, it's not just corruption. It is progressivism.
Progressivism is the disease, and worst of all, it's spread by the commandeered dick. Check yourself and your children after playing outside. Now I consider myself a pretty sharp guy. Not just gonna take Glenn Beck's word that progressivism is bad till I hear why.
The argument was, well, you're a Marxist. You're a communist.
No, I'm not. I'm a progressive.
Well, what's the difference? Revolution or evolution? That's the difference. Revolution or evolution? Well, there's no difference except one requires a gun and the other does it slowly, piece by piece.
So, progressives are slow, unarmed communists? That's the worst kind of commie. What have these progressives done to us? What have they done?
After the war, after the progressives got into office with Woodrow Wilson, he gives us the income tax. Teddy Roosevelt was the first one to say we should have universal health care. We should limit some of their choices. Prohibition. So he took away the alcohol.
And we never got it back. Well, we never got the health care anyway. But I think you've got his point. See, this idea that you can tax the people to pay for things that the government, elected by the people, think is for the common good? That's the road to ruin. That's progressivism. How did Glenn Beck learn that all this was bad?
I educated myself. I went to the library. The books are free.
Glenn, the library isn't free! It's paid for with tax money! Free public libraries are the result of the progressive movement to communally share books. The first public library was the Boston Public Library in 1854. Its statement of purpose: every citizen has the right to access community-owned resources. Its statement of purpose: every citizen has the right to access community-owned resources. Community-owned? That sounds just like communists. You're a communist! It's like saying diet plans can't help you, people. I learned that when I was dropping weight at Weight Watchers. We'll be right back.
communists.
That's the worst kind of commie. What have these progressives done to us? What have they done?
After the war, after the progressives got into office with Woodrow Wilson, he gives us the income tax. Teddy Roosevelt was the first one to say we should have universal health care. We should limit some of the choice. Prohibition. So he took away the alcohol.
And he never got it back.
We never got the health care anyway. But I think you've got his point. See, this idea that you can tax the people to pay for things that the government, elected by the people, think is for the common good, that's the road to ruin. That's progressivism. How did Glenn Beck learn that all this was bad?
I educated myself. I went to the library. Books are free.
Share books. The first public library was bought by Public Library in 1854. Its statement of purpose. Every citizen has the right to access
the drug was administered in a drink of water
resources.
Given at the start of each day's exercise.
That sounds just like communism. You're
5 minutes
communist.
Later, the first effects of the drug
it's
became
like
apparent.
Diet plans can't help.
The men began to relax.
I learned that when I was dropping weight at Weight Watchers. Progressivism is a cancer on American society. We go to Samantha Bee reporting live from the alternate universe where America was saved from the scourge of progressivism. Samantha Bee, thanks for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you, John. I'm here at Yellowstone National Tire Fire. I'm sorry. In your universe, I believe it's known as Yellowstone National Park.
And Sam, I don't mean to progressive universe, but what about the beard?
All the ladies have them. Once we said no thanks to the government telling pharmaceutical companies they couldn't dump experimental drugs in the water supply, the kinds of human beings.
So in the world you're in, no income tax, no Teddy Roosevelt, never existed, no Woodrow Wilson, no national parks, no antitrust laws.
It's pretty fun. I know that probably gets bleached in your universe.
No, everybody there is pretty happy.
And how? No taxes to pay for police or fire departments. You get to keep all your money that you make from the factory that's owned by the guy that also owns the town and the store. You know, the factory you've worked at since you were 5. I guess money is really the wrong word. Credit to the store, really. Apparently, when I get out of debt, I will get paid in gold.
Wow. That's awfully shiny.
Good day. Oh, sorry, I gotta get that.
What?
Hello?
Break it.
inefficient, incapable of using his debt. Incapable. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his debt. And the efficiency of the rocket launcher team was also very impaired. 10 minutes later, the attacking section had lost all sense of urgency. Notice the bunching and indecision as they enter a wood occupied by the enemy. Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and the prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country. 2 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication was not admitting that he could no longer control himself or his men.
getting high on cat urine. Huffing cat urine apparently causes a euphoric state and is also referred to as cheesing. Why cheesing? Because it's fun to do. This sixth grade girl says she's been storing cat piss for several months.
We sometimes sneak out during recess and our friend named goes and gets her cats and we'll just cheese all day long.
Oh my God, Sheila, come look at this. So how can you tell if your child is cheesing? One, your child seems distant, preoccupied. Two, your child's face smells like cat urine. Three, when you see tigers at the zoo, your child starts grinding his or her teeth. You might also notice by certain phrases your child says to school friends, such as, hey, let's go cheese, or do you feel like cheesing, guys? Or, dude, I'm cheesing my effing brains out right now. It's legal. What can you do before it's too late?
We have to protect our children from this, Sheila. 20% of American students aged 6 to 12 say they have tried cheesing at least once. Kids also refer to it as the cheese game, or vitamin cheese, or Mary Jane piss in your face fun time. Cheesing is spreading fast.
All right, we're all sufficiently scared, Gerald, but what can we do?
I have written up a bill that would make having a cat illegal in the city of South Park.
Gerald's right. We all have to face it. Cats are deadly animals. If you stick your nose up their crotch and snort their piss, they can kill you.
With my super lawyer powers, we can rid our town of cats so that our kids can never get high again.
We'll be right back. tragedy may be that of your daughter, or your son, or yours, or yours, or yours.
Scrambles. We'll miss you. Got two here.
Help! Put the loophole!
Sorry, these are illegal.
The deadly narcotic.
More deadly is
the menace of marijuana.
you and all the school parent groups about the country, and you must stand united on this and stamp out this frightful assassin of our youth. You can do it by bringing about compulsory education on the subject of narcotics in general, but red marijuana in particular. That is the purpose of this meeting, ladies and gentlemen, to lay the foundation for a nationwide campaign by you to demand by law such compulsory education.
Oh, cheesy.
Oh, come on. Kenny knows how dangerous cheesing is.
Dad, where's he gonna find cats anyway? They've been outlawed. Yeah, who has cats these days?
Fight and they come to cut the mix master. I see me cold, nice to be old. Why do you just do twice to be old? He's so strong, flow and behold. Know who's the illest ever, like the greatest story told. Keep your glory, gold and glitter. For half of his niggas to take him out the picture. The other half is rich and it don't mean sitter. Feeling a bitch in between both with a twist of liquor. Chasing with more beer, tasting like soup for deer. When he at the mic, it's like the place get like, oh yeah. Like they know what's about to happen. Just keep your eye out like I capping. Is he still a fly guy clapping if nobody ain't hearing? And can they testify from in the spirit? And living the true God, giving y'all nothing but the lick like two broads. Got more lyrics than the church, got ooh lords. And he hold the mic in your attention like two swords. Or either one with two blades on it. Hey you, don't touch the mic like it's AIDS on it. It's like the end of the means. Fuck type of message that sends to the fiends. Why he bring his own needles? They get more cheese than Doritos, Cheetos, or Fritos. Fritos slip like Freudian. Your first and last step to playing yourself like accordion.
Mother, find this in your dresser drawer.
All right, look, that isn't mine. I'm just holding it for a friend.
Don't lie to us, Kyle.
How long have you been on the cheese?
I'm not cheesing. I've never cheesed once in my life.
Get up to your room right now and tell your mother and I figure out how to deal with this.
Yeah, can you just listen to me for a second?
Now, Kyle!
It exists in almost every city in America.
What are we
going
to do? I'll set us a
cafe. It might be interesting and important for you to know some of the methods used in bringing these drugs into the country. And the work of the forces of law and order, which are daily combating the traffic.
I better just take it down
at the risk of life by their agents.
Kyle can't find it.
This ceaseless fight against the drug traffic is directed by the Department of Narcotics.
Oh, yes, man. Furious George here, signing off for yet another fun time here with Furious Hour. There in the background, Flying Lotus. Spinned in with some Reefer Madness and a fun episode from South Park about the absurdity of drug laws and of human beings in general. And other stuff we pulled from the absurdity of Glenn Beck. Thanks to our friend, John Stewart. And we've got plenty of other stuff coming on here, late night, community-based radio style. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, thanks for listening to Micropower, community-based radio. Thanks to DJ 230 here in the studios, live with you right now. We're going to also close out the hour with some brand new Flying Lotus, stuff you've never heard before. Quakes, new Warp Records compilation. I'll be back. In the meantime, I'm furious. Get more by the kick in the door. Big sauce, spit pause, throw that shit on the floor. Come on, click more, sick the way you can see this before. Check, kill a nigga, quick, niggas know my rapport. I keep working from the stick that be ready for war. I quit the fucking nigga, looking at the shit in the store. I quit from the middle of the narcotics bureau. Shit crazy, I'm going to read this, but it's cool. Take bitches in the slot, watch me strip for the sport. My idea is not the cat. The deciding factor in our fight against it. The weed marijuana
cats
is growing every state in the
We made cats illegal, and I cheesed for the first time in 10 years. And kids are always going to find a new way to get high, like sniffing glue or licking toes, or fermenting feces or huffing paint. You can also look at...
Okay, that's probably good, Gerald.
The point is, I was wrong. It's time to legalize.